Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Summer League. I have several announcements. The World Day of Prayer is on Friday, and we expect to see all of you and your families. And there is a lovely lunch being prepared after the service. This service comes from, and I forget, but it's prepared for us. And it's not specific to the United Church, it's specific only to all churches. So we have invited all the churches on the West Island. We'll see who comes, but we certainly expect to see all of you. Wednesday past, we made sandwiches, and we made 362 sandwiches that were taken to the warming center in Dorval, to Ricochet, and was there a third place that the sandwiches were taken to?
The library lady.
Oh yes, there's a lady that kind of lives outside the library in Lachine, and she doesn't have a whole lot to eat either, so she got some of the sandwiches as well. This morning, one more thing before I forget, I have a lovely thank you note from Mary Cruel. It says, to all the members of Summer League United Church, I want to sincerely thank all of you who sent prayers and the prayer shawl to me as I recovered from my heart surgical procedure. It was very comforting and reassuring to know that I had so many true friends among you, which helped lift my spirits during this time. Thank you so very much. It meant a great deal to me. Sincerely, Mary Cruel. And this morning we are very fortunate to have Sarah Wicks Potter with us today. She comes as the chaplain of St. Martha's Chapel, a young adult ministry in Montreal that provides opportunities to ponder issues of faith, work for social justice in a welcoming setting that respects diversity, and much more. Sarah holds a bachelor in psychology and a bachelor of theology from McGill, and currently she is completing a master's of divinity at the Montreal Diocesan Theological College. She has found her passion in working with children, youth, and young adults. In addition, she is passionate for ecumenical ministry, having worked for the Anglican Diocese of Montreal, the United Church of Canada in both Ontario and Quebec, as well as the Disciples of Christ Church. This is the most important part. She lives in Montreal with her husband and her hedgehog, Horatio. Thank you very much, Sarah, for your willingness to lead us in worship today.